Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Thursday of week 4. We're on page 32 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Jesus said to his disciples as he sat with them at that Last Supper, "In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Easy was not the life he taught them to expect, and nor should we feel entitled to blue skies and sunshine every day. Not one of you listening today has not felt pain and fear and loss and anger and bewilderment. But just as Jesus reminded his disciples, in the midst of how we feel, we must know that he has overcome, that he is our hope, and that he will carry those heavy burdens for us. Psalm 138, verse 3, is continually an anchor for me. In those moments when my breath is stolen away by anxiety or fear, when I wake up in the middle of the night with my heart racing, or my mind just drifts to those hundreds of what ifs, this verse pulls me back to the truth. It says, "On the day I called, you answered me, and my strength of soul you increased." It both reminds me of how he has never left me on my own, and it steadies my heart to trust him again in this moment. Now, what I want to do today is take what we have learned from our own difficult circumstances and use that to lift others up in prayer. So you have a friend or a loved one who's carrying the world on their shoulders. They need to bring their burden to Jesus, and you can bring that burden to Jesus for them. You can call to him on their behalf. Even if they never know, you can trust that God hears your prayers and that he answers. We're going to use Psalm 3 today to pray for someone, but before we do that, let me just share a tip. The Psalms are full of language about the wicked and enemies, and we don't have time in this podcast to work through the theology of all of that right now, but it's helpful to keep in mind that Satan is the enemy of all of our lives at all times, and he has a myriad of ways in which he fights against the children of God. So Satan is the enemy that I always have in mind as I pray through the Psalms. So as we pray Psalm 3 together, bring someone to mind, a him or a her in your life who you know is carrying a heavy burden. And as I read this psalm, we are praying, we are bringing our brothers and sisters, we are bringing their burdens to Jesus for them. O Lord, how many are her foes? Many are rising against her. Many are saying of her soul, there is no salvation for her in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about her, her glory, and the lifter of her head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. She lay down and slept. She woke again, for the Lord sustained her. She will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against her all around. Arise, O Lord, save her, O my God, for you strike all her enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to you, the Lord, your blessing beyond your people. O Lord, those friends and family, those brothers and sisters that we are bringing to your feet right now, God, be a shield around them, for you are their glory. You are the lifter of their head. May your presence and your peace and your comfort allow them to lie down and sleep, trusting you, trusting that you are sovereign, that you hold all things together, that you are greater than these present circumstances, that you hear the cries of their heart and that you will answer, and that you are good. God, sustain them and keep them. Hold them tight. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for joining me this week. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I hope you'll spend some time this weekend practicing some of the things that we learned this week about prayer. And I look forward to meeting you at my chair again next week.